The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by Fry the Coop. Their double fried chicken sandwiches at Fry the Coop can make you have feelings, intense feelings. The spicy butter one will make you feel happiness. Yeah, that's right, happiness. Fry the Coop, the best chicken sandwiches ever.
And now the Bleck and Abdallah podcast.
Bleck and Abdallah. That's right. Weeknight 6 to 8 right here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Make sure you download the ESPN Chicago app. You can take us anywhere. I see on the board right now calls from Kentucky, Seattle, Florida. Also, All the calls around the Chicagoland area. You can listen to us right there through the ESPN Chicago app. Download it today. Abdallah, each night around 6:50, we play the song of the night. We owe the people the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song. We go to the Beatles. Twist and Shout from 1963.
Listening to Twist
and
Shout.
Explain this one,
by
right?
The Beatles. It's short. We got to be quick because it is a Beatles song.
All right. So when you hear this song, what is the first thing that comes to mind? I would imagine a scene from a movie, right?
Yeah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
He's on the float in the parade singing this song. Well, on this date, September 27th, 1986, this song by the Beatles re-entered the U.S. charts because of Ferris Bueller's Day Off that came out that year. So Ferris Bueller's Day Off came out in 1986. Because of this song and Ferris Bueller, Matthew Broderick singing it on the float, 25 years after it first appeared on the charts, it was back on the U.S. charts on this date, 1986.
Are you sure it's because of that and not because of the Rodney Dangerfield film, Back to School, which was released 2 days later, that also had a scene featuring this song?
It was a big moment for Twist and Shout. For famous songs, I think I've heard this song enough. I don't think I need to hear this song again.
So
every sporting event you go to, you hear this.
John Lennon hates his vocals on this song. Says he sounds frantic and like he can't hold a tune in this song. I kind of like him, actually.
This song?
Gives him a little grit.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I don't know his vocals on the song.
Do you ever have to hear this song again after this
no.
in your life?
No. I'm good.
And I also wonder, I'll save it for end, but all right, the Beatles, Twist and Shout. That's your song of the night. We'll...
Yep. Yeah.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
All right, a couple things from that.
Mm-hmm.
One, that's like one of those songs I never have to hear from again. It was nice. We listened to it. That's fine. Two, I'm 38. You're 38. We're millennials. We're elder millennials. We're being produced tonight by a group who are all in the Gen Z category. I'll be the first to admit, I went a long period of my life not knowing that that song from that movie was the Beatles. I didn't know that for a very long time. I knew it now. Like, I know now as an adult. Like, I didn't know that when I was younger. When I was younger, when I would hear that song, Twist and Shout, had no idea that that was the Beatles.
But you think it was?
Well, no. In defense, when you hear Beatles songs, when do they ever play that? They don't play that when they say here's a Beatles tune on the radio or the greatest hits compilations. They never put Twist and Shout on there. So that I'm being vulnerable with you right now.
You're being vulnerable?
I had no idea for a large portion of my life that was the Beatles. I always thought it sounded like the Beatles. I thought it was a little strange. Same with the birthday song. They have a birthday song, right?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that either.
Okay, come on.
To be fair, you were too busy running. Here's the third item. I see this in the Twitch chat. Here's the comment. Mm-hmm. I stayed home from school just to rewatch this movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, on VHS 5 times in a row. And then after that, The Price is Right, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally agree. Ferris Bueller's Day Off was a prime sick stay home from school movie to watch when you're sitting around back in the day.
Yeah, if it was on. Like, I'm not going to put it on.
No, but you would have the VHS tape back in the day. When you were a kid staying home from school,
yeah,
that was a go-to film.
Yeah, I'm not... And then
The Price is Right. You would watch The Price is Right, and then you would get on with their day.
Am I if I say, it's fine?
What is fine?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's a good movie.
It's fine.
It's rated properly.
It's aged well. That's fine.
It's aged well. It's a fine movie.
It's fine.
What's your gripe?
Nothing. It's fine.
What do you have against it?
It's just fine. I like it. It's fine.
No one's saying it's the best movie ever made.
Some people are.
No, that. Hang up on those calls.
I wish I could. I wish I could hang up on a couple calls, but I don't sit by the buttons. That's a you thing.
Jeff, what do you think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Jeff in Hoffman Estates. What did you think of that film?
No, you've had me on twice. Thank you.
Okay. All right, this is the third time. He didn't want to comment on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So, what was your go-to when you were homesick from school? What was the go-to movie you'd watch?
I would watch Price is Right first, and then I was always like, when we were growing up, I could put on, and this is they don't do this anymore, but I would all the time. I would put on VH1,
yeah,
and I would watch the condensed old SNLs.
Oh, I remember those days.
That was my go-to. Like, when we were between middle school and high school, when we were, like, in that age range of middle school from, like, 7th grade to, like...
It was Comedy Central. They would run them.
VH1 would run them, too.
Okay.
And because they would play both... Because what they would do is they would condense it down and they would run both musical acts.
Yeah.
Like, both performances from the musical act. And
sure,
they would cut it down to an hour so you wouldn't get any of the skits that were on after Weekend Update. And they would show
the
both...
The weird ones.
The weird ones. Yeah, unless they were, like... classically, like, weird run. Like, they would run all the episodes from the Sandler days and the Farley days. And then I would throw on my old VHSs were, like I had Blues Brothers. I would watch that a lot. I loved watching Blues Brothers. I would watch Half-Baked a lot. Way too much. I would just watch TV. I wouldn't necessarily pop in a movie. I wasn't a big pop in a movie guy.
Law and Order.
Law and Order? Oh,
Law
yeah.
And Order
Law
back
and Order.
In the day.
Law
Still
and Order
rock.
For sure.
I think BBC America will run Law and Orders, like, late at night.
Yeah.
Like, the old good ones.
Man, we should bring back the Orbach line of the day.
How many people do you think listening tonight used to listen, like, 15 years ago when Jonathan and JD and Carmen would run that bit?
One.
There's one person listening tonight that remembers the...
His name is Gustavo.
Jerry Orbach line of the day.
One guy, and his name is Gustavo, and he is the Bleck and Abdallah historian.
Yeah, he is. Day one.
Yeah.
He's one of the few that have been with us from the start.
From the jump.
I would say if there's two things that should exist, there should be an archive, like a website, that you can click on any game in NFL history. So say if Pro Football Reference wants to take the idea, they're more than welcome to incorporate this into their site, because it would be awesome. When you click on a game in the past of NFL history, you could watch... TJ and Boomer on primetime break down the game. The highlight from ESPN television from that time, break down the game. I would sit and just watch on YouTube old primetimes where they're just rolling through highlights from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
If there was an archive where you could just say, call up a game, Bears Lions from 1992, week 7, you click on it and then boom, you get the 2-minute television highlight package of Boomer and TJ breaking it down. I would love that. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I would love as an archive that we could just watch on demand at all times, I want an archive of all musical performances from SNL.
Don't want those out there?
I don't think so.
Can't you get most of them
I think NBC makes it very difficult to find that stuff online.
Well, the ones that they don't want, like the only band that's ever performed once and then we're told not to perform
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is
I don't know if they have that performance.
I think from this past season you can still watch them, but if you go to like NBC's website, I don't think you can access like 1997, March 14th, who was the performer that night, and watch their performance. That to me would be cool.
Like, I just pulled up because I know it was the anniversary of this happening, but one of the anniversaries of Nirvana being on, when they were on with Barkley,
yeah,
was 30 years ago,
yeah,
like
can
this
you,
week.
Can you pull up a database or an archive where you can just watch that
the
and then the week before it and the week after?
I'm looking at a very grainy Smells Like Teen Spirit from then, but it's got the Comedy Central logo in the bottom.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Is and like, there was a Jiminy Glick promo rolling at the bottom.
Yeah, Comedy Central.
Yeah.
So my point is, if there was an archived site on demand that you could just pick the date, all right, here's the artist that played Everlast played in 1997, and then you click on it and you could watch their two performances and then go on to the next week or the one the week before it.
Yeah.
I would sit there for hours watching those if that was available.
Yeah.
But that's not available online.
Not all of them.
Well, I'm telling you, there should be a channel that just rolls through SNL musical performances. It'd be great.
I'd watch it.
Dan in Florida, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dan?
Well, guys, you guys show a very interesting show, I'll say that.
I agree. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Out to a guy that just rants and rants about Bates.
Yep.
Very interesting at 8 o'clock at night.
I agree.
But anyway,
Thank you, guys.
I'd like to make a couple points, and it's I'm probably more his age. You know, the Bears are very vanilla at what they do. They run the same formations, the same plays on offense. Defense, he wants to play the same defense. He won't play downhill. Now, I'm with you guys. I heard the comment about an hour ago. We used to be aggressive on defense. We used to go after people. You know, I just don't see that in his team. He just plays, you know, stands back there and lets people go into zones and throw the football and just go down the field. When you play against Mahomes, you got to go after him. You just can't let him run around the field and throw to open receivers. You know, you got Edmonds, who's 6'4", weighs 240, runs as fast as any quarterback in the league. He should be playing downhill. He should not let Holmes run around and throw, because the AFC don't let him do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Dan, good call.
You know,
call
it's
again,
amazing.
Okay?
Amazing, this team is so vanilla. But it doesn't surprise me, guys, because we're a first-year head coach, first-year offensive coordinator, first-year defensive coordinator. This doesn't surprise a lot of people. But you're not going to make any changes till week 13. I think that's the bye.
Good call, Dan. Call
again. Go ahead.
Nope.
I was just going to say, good call, Dan. Call again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Dan in Florida. Hey, Abdallah, do you want to play door one or door two? Where would you like to go? Door one or door two?
We're up against the break.
Door
Look, Chris,
one,
we got to go to break.
One.
We got to go
right.
to break.
Door
we
one
go to break.
Or door two? We'll take your calls, 312-332-3776. Black and Abdallah, we're talking Bears. Door one or
Can't
door two?
Can't be late for break. Can't
Abdallah
be late for break.
Will pick a door coming up next.
This is Chicago's home for sports on FM 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app, and ESPN 1000. This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Door one or door two, Abdallah? Where do you want to go? Door one or door two?
I want to throw away these keys that you have, is what I want to do. That's my take. Can we get rid of these keys? Can
you
we get some new keys?
You got to pick door one or door two.
Just rip the Band-Aid off. Door one.
All right, we go to door two. No. Chase on the south side. Hello, Chase.
Mike, what's happening?
Oh, man.
What's up, Chase?
Your phone sucks.
Hey, I just say this, all right? So, I was just thinking about something. So
yeah, that's not good.
Oh, come on. Don't do that. No, I'm serious, though. So I was just thinking this, right?
Don't
so
you dare you mention Trubisky's name.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm not even going there. I'm just saying, if things keep trending the way they're trending for Field, do you realize that if he doesn't, if things keep going the way they're going, that as far as stats, he could go down as one of the worst Bears quarterbacks of all time. I'm talking about history as far as stats.
Yeah.
I'm talking about far as passing.
Oh, yeah.
Passing wise.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
he's trending towards that Cade McNown. You know, I mean, Rex Grossman, Kyle Orton actually has better numbers than him.
Yeah.
I mean, and for me, for all the expectations and all the hype that we have for him, I mean, that's concerning and scary that if he doesn't improve and at this rate, he could go down as the worst quarterback in Bears history. I mean, if you look at the win-loss record, his passing yards, I mean, I was just realizing that, like, he could be the worst quarterback in Bears history, and that's kind of sad that, you know, after everything, all the, you know, when we first drafted him, I was one of the people that was really excited about him. But at this rate, you know, things keep going the way they're going. It's looking like he could be the worst quarterback in Bears history. And that's very sad to say that. I mean, what you guys think? I mean, what do you guys think?
I agree, Chase. Hey, Chase, good call, man. Thank you for the phone call. There he is. There's Chase on the south side. It would be sad. Yeah. If Justin Fields turns out to be the worst quarterback in Bears history after all of the stuff that we've seen as Bears fans.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot of bad quarterback play.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Door one or door two, you selected one. I gave you two. Here's number one. Eddie on the north side. Go ahead, Eddie.
Black and Abdallah, the best absolute show from 10 to 12.
Well, we're on at night, 6 to 8.
Yeah, we're not on 10
I know, but you know where you should be. So as far as Justin, I don't need to tell. But everybody calling in about the defense of the Chicago Bears, let me put it this way. When you are a defense and your offense is going out there, they just got to the bench, and it's 1, 2, 3, we're out. Wait a minute. We got to get off the bench. We just sat down. We're back up there. And you repeat this 2 or 3 times, the air's out of the balloon. You're already done. It's same as that the last Denver game. You know, when they got 70 put on them, they're already done. You know what I mean? They're like, well what are we going to do anymore? You know, of the whole point. Abdallah, I got a couple of cover songs. Machine Head of Iron Maiden's "How Be Thy Name," you probably got that one, and the Burning Witches of "Hail to the Mountain King." I could not believe a heavy metal girls band that could rock that awesome on the thing. I don't know if you've ever heard.
Eddie,
of it,
what are you talking
Eddie,
about?
Eddie,
wait,
Eddie,
no,
you,
I just wanted to put that out.
Eddie,
you
sent in.
I know
Eddie,
you think you're an Archer fan.
Eddie,
wait, yeah,
you. Never cease to surprise me. The fact that you listen to Machine Head to me is another surprise on the surprise cake.
Hey, have you ever checked them out?
Yeah, I've seen Machine Head.
They're awesome, aren't they?
They're good, yeah.
Wait, I'm confused. You made parody songs to this?
No. He's talking about because Twist and Shout is a cover.
No, they did cover songs.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
It's an Isley Brothers cover?
Yeah, Iron Maiden's Hell Be Thy Name.
Yeah,
and
got it.
Spot on, man. It's just awesome.
This is like when he was
lost in the conversation.
Like,
I was listening to Eddie, and I was like, what's going on?
Listen, here's the thing with Eddie. And Eddie, you dropped this on us, what was it, last week? 2 weeks ago? When an hour after Cap and Jay Hood were having the conversation about a deal breaker, about someone dropping trow and relieving themselves behind a shed, you said, you're just having your own conversation.
I should be in a dog costume.
He's in a dog costume, and we're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Dog outfit. Yeah, I know.
Did you hear me play that, Eddie?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
We played it back because I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. You're like, put the guy in a dog costume. Have him go out in the backyard behind
a
bush.
And no one had. You're just having your own conversation. I love it.
Would it make it okay then? You know what I mean? At least the dude broke out in the dog costume. He's like, wait, I got to go really bad.
I don't think it would make it okay.
So it was funny.
All right, Eddie. Thank you for the phone call.
Thanks, Eddie.
Hey, yes. One thing, one more. Yeah. I was right about Justin Fields.
All right.
And now everybody on ESPN is backing me up with it because he's done.
Yep, that's exactly
right. You know what? That's how Captain J-Hood started their show.
No, Eddie. National, he's right. I heard Greeny say today on the get-up, he's like, you know, this Eddie from the North Side, he's
Eddie
right.
On the North Side.
I got credit where credit's due. Eddie from the North Side was right.
All the way from New York.
Yeah.
Eddie on the North Side. He was right. My Jets.
And why not bring in Bajan? I mean, come on. I want to see something different out there, even if it's funny or whatever. Put Justin on the thing so he doesn't get injured. Maybe we'll pop out a fourth or fifth round draft pick from him. I mean, Julian Edelman, a 279th pick, I mean, an MVP in the Super Bowl, and then Purdy, they said all the experts are saying they struck gold. You know, the 49ers. Who knows? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm tired of seeing all this other stuff. Let's just throw him in there, put him on the thing, and maybe trade him out and see what happens to him.
Thank you, Eddie.
Have a great night. I love you.
All right, there he is. There's A on the North Side. Abdal, door one or door two?
Enough with the doors.
We have a third contestant walking through. Pick a number.
Two.
We go to door one. Door one again. Joey G in Melrose Park. Hello, Joey G.
Eddie, if you're still on the line and listening to the radio, I believe it was 4 weeks ago before the season started, you called everybody on ESPN. How many touchdown passes is Justin Fields going to throw to DJ Moore? What happened to that number that you had? Now, today, you're right about Justin. Make up your mind. Okay. Hello, Black. Hello, Adala.
Hello, Joey G. I'm glad we got that message to Eddie.
Joe?
So, number one, this is the perfect game to start Bajan. Okay? That's what I think. Let Justin take the game off, get his thoughts together. I'll be the first to admit, I thought they were going to be a playoff team. And now, as of today, I agree with Cap. I don't know if they're going to win another game. They might go 0-4.
Oh, they're not going to go 0-4.
Well, everyone finds a way to win. How many times has a team gone defeated without a win?
The Lions were the only team.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. It's happened once.
Yeah.
That's it. Everyone finds a win.
Yeah, there's a win there somewhere. They'll find
it. All right, so let me give you your trivia. February 23rd, 1964, Twist and Shout was performed live on the Ed Sullivan Show.
It was?
Yes.
Okay. The other trivia that I want to give you is you guys are the best.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
thank you, Joey G.
Abs?
Joe's?
How's your daughter?
She's good.
Everything's going well?
Yeah, she's probably asleep by now.
Yeah. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I'm taking Denver because of the coach. That's it.
Okay, got you down.
You can't pick the team.
Denver.
Joey's got Denver. Write it down.
Thanks, Joey.
Yes.
There's Joey G, Melrose Park. All right, Abdal, how about a little five up, five down?
Oh! Up
and down.
Oh my God.
Five up.
High five.
Five down.
Down low. Just low.
Five up and five down with Black and Abdallah.
Five up.
On ESPN 1000.
And down.
Each week, we look at the five best teams in the NFL and the five worst teams in the NFL. It's a segment we call Five Up and Five Down. Abdallah, we start at the top. Number five, I'm going to give you the Buffalo Bills at 2-1. They've had back-to-back blowout wins against the Raiders and the Commanders. They're at plus 56. That's second in the NFL in point differential, and they're number one in DVOA. I think Buffalo is the fifth-best team in the league.
I have them a little bit later. I have the Chiefs as the fifth-best team in the league, sixth in total DVOA. They needed a get-right game. They got it. I think they'll be just fine, but because they have that the loss and it took them a little bit to get going, I have them at five.
Number four, best teams in the NFL have got the Eagles at 3-0. You know, they haven't looked perfect, but they're 3-0, and they're kind of progressing the way that we thought they would to this point. I've got them at four.
Ours are a little different. I have the Bills at number four. They're number one in total DVOA. That's right. Even with a loss, they're number one in total DVOA. They're seventh in offensive efficiency. They got a loss. Okay, but that's fine. I think the Bills are going to be just fine.
Number three, that's where I have the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 2-1. They scored 34 points on the Bears last weekend in the first half. Didn't really play in the second half. And their defense has surprised. The television broadcast talked a lot about the defense playing well to this point. They're fifth in defensive yards per play. Kansas City at number three.
I have the Eagles at number three. They are the last of the 3-0 teams that I have on my list as far as the ranking goes. So you probably know who I have 2-1. They are fifth in overall DVOA. And again, 3-0. They look great. Jalen Hurts just making throws left and right the other night. Looked great.
Number two, I have the Miami Dolphins at 3-0, 70 points last week, and they also have had two good road wins to start the season against the Chargers and the Patriots. I thought both of those week one and week two wins for the Dolphins were good on the road, so I've got the Dolphins at number two this week.
I almost put the Dolphins at number three just because of how bad their defense is. They're 21st in defensive DVOA, but they're number one offense by 28%. That margin, I understand they put up 70 points. That margin is going to be ridiculous for a while until it evens back out. But that margin is insane right now. They're number two, and I think we both have the same number one.
Number one in the NFL, five up, five down. I've got the San Francisco 49ers. They're 3-0. Their defense is awesome. They're third in defensive yards per play. They've beaten Pittsburgh, the Rams, and the Giants. I've got the 49ers as the best team in football right now.
They're the most complete team according to DVOA. They're second in offense, fourth in defense. Those are the two highest numbers that are the closest together. They are the most complete team right now. And imagine, I mean, Brock Purdy, if they had a real quarterback. Sam.
Woo, baby. All right, five up, five down. We go to the basement, number 28. I've got the Jets at 1-2, mainly because of the quarterback, Zach Wilson. I get it. You could tell me the defense is really good. Their quarterback, Zach Wilson, he has a 52% completion percentage at this moment, two touchdowns, four interceptions, and in back-to-back games, the Jets offense has scored 10 points. So the Jets at 28.
I have the other New York team, the Giants. They are second to last in DVOA, but they've got a win. So that's why I don't have them down further. They have a win. If it wasn't for that win, they might be lower, but lucky for them, they got a W.
Number 29, I have the Vikings at 0-3. They've lost to the Buccaneers, Eagles, and Chargers. So, like, those are some decent teams. Therefore, of the winless folks at the bottom of the barrel, I actually think the Vikings are probably the best of the grouping, if that's a way to look at it at 29.
I also have them at 29. That's weird. Back for you on the Jets real quick. The reason I don't have the Jets in my five is because their defense is like the best in the NFL.
No, I know. Great defense. You're not going to win anything with Zach Wilson,
the Vikings,
quarterback.
31st in rushing yards per game. That's second worst in the NFL. And the ninth, nine turnovers right now, the turnover margin, they're the worst in the NFL right now. Nine turnovers so far.
30th, I go to Carolina, 0-3. Bryce Young is supposed to be back. He's supposed to be back this week after the ankle injury. We'll see how that fares for the Carolina Panthers, who are 0-4 at the moment.
Look at us.
Carolina?
How'd we get here?
All right. So this weekend on the lakefront, we'll have the loser leaves town matchup between the Broncos and the Bears.
Pink slip on a pole.
Let's see. What's your order? I've got Broncos at 31, Bears at 32. The Broncos gave up 70, but the Bears have the worst point differential in all of the NFL. Are you aware of that? That the Broncos gave up 70 points.
Yeah.
And the Bears still have a minus 59 point differential, which is the worst in the NFL. So go Broncos, Bears.
I have the Broncos and the Bears as well in that order. The Broncos, 27th in turnover margin. Like I mentioned, they're minus 5 in turnover margin. And the Bears are the worst team, according to DVOA.
Well, and our opinions. We both have them at 32.
We have eyes.
in our five up and five down.
Shout out to,
heading into week four of the NFL.
We were talking about DVOA. Shout out to Aaron Schatz. We had him on and we were like, why do you hate the Bears, man?
He said sacks and defense. Sacks with Fields and the defense is bad.
Aaron Schatz, we apologize.
He nailed it. Yeah. He nailed it. He was on the podcast.
I know.
It's right there. Five up, five down. Up
and down. Five up.
High five.
Five down.
Down low. Just low.
Five up and five down with Bleck and Abdallah.
Five up.
On ESPN 1000.
We'll be back.
And down. Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports. This is Bleck and Abdallah on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
All right, the title of this segment is this. Jake Cantu is producing tonight's show with Sean Graney. Jake, what did you do today? What did you do, Jake? That's the title of this segment. Jake, what did you do?
What are you doing,
What did
man?
You do, man?
I was a bad boyfriend today. That's what I did.
And Emma's in the background. She's with us as well tonight. She's there.
Yeah, I was a bad boyfriend. I did something. It was on accident. I'll preface this. It was on accident.
Yeah.
And it involved my girlfriend and maybe damaging one of her new iPhones.
Okay, multiple? So she just got a new iPhone or she has multiple?
She got just got a new iPhone.
What'd she have? She has multiple phones?
She has the iPhone 15. Well, she did have two, right? Because you were trading in the other one.
Okay.
So she traded in the other one. She got the new iPhone 15 Pro, the pink one, right? She's going all Barbie on us.
Okay.
And I, you know, I was checking out the phone. It looks great. We went to the Apple store. She got a screen protector on. Let me say this. She ordered her phone case later, so it wasn't coming in till later today. She tried to time it up. Timing didn't work. So she didn't have a case on it for, you know, two, 3 hours after.
I feel like you're setting up, you're placing some blame that's not on you.
So she ordered the case
and the screen protector. They're just not there yet, but she has the new phone. Got it.
We got the screen protector on. Got it, right? It protects the front. Easy.
Sure.
But it doesn't protect the bottom.
Well, no, because it's not a case.
Exactly, because we don't have the case yet.
Okay.
So, essentially.
And she got the phone today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it just came out, right?
Sure.
So she's been waiting on this phone forever. It's pink, if I didn't say that already.
Yeah, the Barbie thing.
Yeah the Barbie thing.
You. Yeah.
So, we were feeding our dog. Our dog, you know, she has, I mentioned to you earlier, she has hot girl problems, so, like, she doesn't eat well. She's very skinny. So, when she eats, we like to reward the dog eating.
I don't think that that's what it's...
Yurko threw up a bunch of oysters. Does he have hot girl problems?
Yeah.
Could you imagine Yurko walked in last night after throwing up in the alley? Guys, sorry, guys, I have hot girl problems.
I got a hot girl stomach.
So we had to reward her when she is eating right.
Good
so
girl. She ate. Yes.
We're hovering over her while she's eating, and for whatever reason, it happened so fast. I told you guys, it happened so fast.
So fast.
She has her phone in front of me, and I reached to go get a treat. We were over her station, my dog station, and I reached over to get a treat, and I knocked the phone out of her hands.
Out of her hands, okay.
It fell about.
So you guys ran into each other, essentially.
Yeah, it fell about. I wasn't looking. I was, you know, my perception wasn't great. I reached for the treats.
It's
I knocked the phone, and the phone lands on the bottom right, basically, and it hits. We have kind of like wood floor. It hits the wood floor, which I'm surprised it broke off. It was like probably 2.5 to 3 feet. It maybe fell.
Yeah.
So the screen protector worked.
Sure.
But not hits the bottom right, as I mentioned. And now there's a little dent at the bottom. And
a brand new phone.
A brand new phone. She didn't have it for more than 3 hours. And there is like a dark spot. It's what's called missing pixels, I guess.
Oh, you knocked it so hard that it knocked pixels out.
I think it hit the wrong corner. It hit at an angle.
So how much is this mistake costing you?
You're going to have to buy her a new phone.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Does she have insurance?
It's not my phone.
Hold on.
You knocked it out of her hand.
You got the new phone.
Yeah, but
she
has Apple.
Her new phone.
I better ask Danny for some more shit.
She has Apple Care, so I don't know. I think, okay, so I was doing some research.
You're going to have to pay for it, man.
This was my job. I felt extremely bad, as anyone
would. I'm sure you
do. And I would have been pissed. And she was,
Apple Care is what, like, you just got to pay like $60 so you get a new phone, right?
No, Apple Care is way more than that.
Well, I don't know.
No, but to get the new phone, you pay $60, I think.
I don't know about that. I think it's a lot more than
I told her to tell them that it came like that. So,
what?
You know, cheat the system.
Gonna lie? No. You're going to lie to Apple now?
No. First of all, she went to the store to buy the phone, right?
Yes, we can see
that. Okay, so they wouldn't have sold her the phone like that, because they open it up, they activate it, and they give it to you. So that's obviously what we call a lie. I ordered my phone through the through the mail.
We call that a lie.
Like we can go to a different person.
Like an adult. So if it does come damaged, I can go there and be like, this came like this. Give me a new phone. So you got to cover your bases in advance.
Oh, okay, so here's what I told her.
Yeah.
I said,
what did you tell her?
I could buy her a new screen protector.
It didn't work before. It didn't protect the screen.
Yeah, but they're going to have to replace the screen now. It has bad pixels. It had missing pixels.
You're going to have to buy the new phone.
Hey, and honey, that's the bad thing.
I can't actually fix your phone, but I could get you a new screen protector.
There's some warranty on there. She'll go to the geniuses.
Whatever she has to pay, you're paying.
She'll go to the geniuses. She'll get it all.
And you're paying.
And I'll be with her.
You're Mr. High Roller. You
look
just
at
came
my
back
screen
from a trip from Kansas City, man. You're rolling in it, man.
Look how much screen protectors are to buy over there. That's
how
expensive.
Much are they?
They're like $40, $45.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's a big dent.
I have one on my phone.
Yeah.
I got a glass one on my phone. It's awesome.
So I'll go with her. I'll pay whatever. I'll be nice. I'm a bad boyfriend. I'm the one who knocked it out. It's an accident. Our relationship is great. If you were wondering that,
I wouldn't say you're a bad boyfriend because you knocked it out of her hand.
Because you don't want to.
If you don't pay for a new phone,
then it
might be on the verge of being a bad boyfriend.
You know that the day was going right. It's just one of those things. She was holding a new phone. She was all happy, and I ruined it.
You ruined her day.
Did you? Did you make one of those when you did it?
Yeah, it was in slow-mo too, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm seeing it just land, and again it. And the reason why it has this bad pixel, because I think it landed at that angle.
Sure.
And you could just see it hit basically straight up, but kind of angled to the right.
She's going to need a whole new phone, and you're going to have to pay for it. You have to.
I mean, I'll pay for it, but she's not going to get a whole new phone.
Why don't you
replace the screen?
You
can replace the screen. She's going to have the
new
case
phone.
Over it.
You take the one with the busted pixels.
Yeah, buy a new phone and you get a busted phone.
Yeah.
Because I'm still paying for the phone I got right now.
And you, what do you call it? And what, first of all, you just get new phones now. What do you mean still paying for the phone?
Well, that's not how it works.
Doesn't every company just be like, come get the new iPhone?
No, because I go through AT&T
or
whatever.
Then get a better service.
Okay. All right. But no, I think we're good. We're going to get the screen replaced. We're going to go to the geniuses. They're going to take care of that. Yep. Apple care of that.
Did you make an appointment? You got to make an appointment.
Yeah, we have an appointment already.
You can't just walk in there.
No,
you can
no.
walk in there.
Well, they're going to say, did you make an appointment? And then you're going to say, no, I didn't.
And then
I just
you
walked
just go
in.
To your phone
and then they're
going to
say, well, come over here and make an appointment.
And then
that's
I made an appointment.
No, I know. I'm just telling you how it's going to work.
Yeah.
You can't just walk in.
All right,
good luck, Jake.
Yeah. We're going to be good. She'll have the case over. You can't see the dent, a new screen, in no time.
Don't be so tough on yourself. I don't think you're a bad boyfriend. I just think.
I do, unless you pay for the phone.
Yeah, you got to
pay
for
it.
You
got to
pay for the phone.
I'm paying for
it.
I'm not paying for a new phone.
Whatever she has to take, whatever amount she has to charge, you have to cover.
$2,000.
Whatever it is, man, that's the mistake you made. Don't drop phones.
It was an accident.
Was it?
Maybe not.
Thank you, Jake. There he is, Jake Cantu, knocking his girlfriend's brand new phone right on the hardwood floor. He's busted out the pixels. There he is.
I thought people just went and got new phones.
What do you mean?
I just went and got a new phone.
Yeah. Well, they adjust your plan.
Yeah, I just keep paying. But, like, there's no, like, you got to pay off the phone anymore. They're just like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the old ones, they could recycle it for an amount, depending on how old it is. But if it's busted, if Jake's dropping it on the floor, it's busted.
Well, that's the other problem. The problem is, we are elder millennials. The younger millennials and Gen Z, they got no regard. They're working on cracked phones. Their fingers are all busted.
Why are your fingers bloody? Oh, my screen
I've been trying to TikTok.
I've been trying to text through shards of glass for the last year.
Yeah, that's what they do.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports. listening to Black and Abdallah on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago. If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app.
Thank you to Jake Cantu and Sean Graham for producing tonight's show, Black and Abdallah. Black and Abdallah, we will return tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. 6 to 7 tomorrow, Bears Weekly with Joniak and Thayer. And then Black and Abdallah will be on from 7 until 8 tomorrow night right here on ESPN 1000. Football Thursday, we'll hear from the Fat Jack. Chauncey will have his animal picks. Hopefully we find Chauncey for this Thursday, since he went missing last Thursday. But we'll talk to Chauncey. We found him on Sunday. He was there for us making picks last week. So good stuff. And we'll have that tomorrow at 7 right here on ESPN 1000. Abdallah, I have a few announcements for the class. First off, want to remind people, Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m., the Bears pre-show. Black and Abdallah on Sundays. We will be on this Sunday, leading you into coverage of the Chicago Bears and the Denver Broncos. You can hear the game right here on ESPN 1000. Mm-hmm. Noon kick on the lakefront at Soldier Field. We will have the show Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1000. Also, I would like to announce this Monday night. Bears Night in Chicago returns.
Yo.
With Black and Abdallah.
Hey.
So Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m., we will be in Palatine. JL's Pizza and Sports Bar in Palatine. Monday night from 6 to 8 p.m., presented by Miller Lite. JL's Pizza and Sports Bar in Palatine. Here's the best part. Bears Night in Chicago includes a bear. Eddie Jackson will join us. So Eddie Jackson will be with us. We will be there from 6 to 8. Eddie, I think, is expected to join us at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So Eddie Jackson will be with us, presented by Miller Lite. It's Bears Night in Chicago with Black and Abdallah, and Eddie Jackson will be with us for the season, for the most part. If the Bears are playing on Sunday, the following Monday, we will be out somewhere, thanks to Miller Lite, and we will be with Eddie Jackson throughout the season. We haven't been out to this point because, based on the baseball schedule, the White Sox have had a lot of night games on Mondays following Bears games that have taken place on Sundays. So this is our first show, will be this upcoming Monday night. So Eddie Jackson, I mean, he didn't practice today. Hopefully, maybe things turn around this week. But if not, we'll talk to Eddie on Monday. It's all presented by Miller Lite. We'll be at JL's Pizza and Sports Bar in Palatine.
Yeah, and we'll be out at a bunch of locations throughout the Chicagoland area throughout the season. And, you know, if the Bears keep on losing, we'll just ask Eddie Alabama questions. That's all.
Yeah, I mean,
like, it's going to be, we'll come in and be like, so, Eddie, what'd you think of the loss? All right, cool. So, Alabama plays Tennessee this weekend, and your thoughts? Like, that's what just happened.
Over
3.5 Roll Tides per show.
I'll just say, guys, you played nobody this week. Your thoughts? Alabama running away from the competition. Your thoughts?
Say that to his face. Say that to his face. Do it. Do it. Because if you don't, I'm going to do it for you. Be like, hey, Eddie.
What's the deal at the start of the season playing nobody? So what do you got? Alabama, Southern on the schedule? What do you have coming up?
Who did USC play?
They played Colorado this week.
Who'd they play the beginning of the season?
Oh, they played some teams. There are teams out there. San Jose State.
Oh,
there,
yeah?
There are teams
out
there.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay.
There are some teams. Yeah, they get Fresno every once in a while.
They play in Bajan School?
Shepherd's Pie University?
They're playing Shepherd's Pie?
No, I don't think so.
No Shepherd's Pie?
I don't think they are. So yeah, Monday nights following a Sunday game.
We
will be out at a bar. It's Bears Night Chicago. We've had this show on the station for a long time. It is now Black and Abdallah will be on the show, and then we will talk with Eddie Jackson for the remainder of the season.
That's what they call a full circle moment, because we produced that show
for a
very long time.
You know, I remember being on the road with Jeff Dickerson, and Kyle Long was the Bears Night in Chicago, and Kyle was a rookie.
Yeah.
And he was all about it.
Oh, we can go through all the names. I could drop a piece of Tino Samoa on you.
That's a guy that was who was the backup quarterback?
Des Clark was there for a few of them.
Jason McKee.
Jason McKee
who's now
did a
part
bunch
of our team here at ESPN 1000.
Brett
Jason was on
Bazinet
a lot of them.
Is what
Brett
you're
Bazinet. That's who I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett Bazinet.
Hey, so who knows? It could be Beijing.
Yeah, you know, Eddie Jackson is committed to it, so we're looking forward to it because we need to get him back on the field. We need the Bears to win some games, and hopefully the defense turns things around.
Regardless of what's taking place on the field, our conversations with Eddie Jackson will be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So Monday night, 6 to 8, we will be in Palatine for that broadcast. Let's see, we're a minute left here in the show. Would you like my thoughts on Damian Lillard being traded to the Bucks, or would you like some Zoo News?
I'm glad you asked, Chris. Let's go with some Zoo News.
Well, hello, Mr. Lion. Here's the latest edition of the Zoo News.
All right, what do you have over there?
Stop effing with hippos.
Okay, I good.
Okay. There is a video of a man going around the internet that tried to break up a hippo fight at a zoo in China. Just let them go at it.
That's not smart.
You don't want that. This dude almost gets eaten by this hippo. Like, you got to see this video. This hippo, come here real quick. We got 20 seconds.
I saw the video
you
earlier
saw the
today.
Video earlier?
He comes scurrying out of the...
He comes out. It doesn't even look real at a certain point. This
and he
hippo,
slips.
He almost gets eaten by the hippo. Don't mess with hippos. That's the Zoo News PSA.
That's what is new. At the zoo.
All right, it's Black and Abdallah. We will return tomorrow night at 7. We'll talk to you then.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah. ESPN Chicago.